Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, I saw two new Broadway shows this past week. More accurately, two new productions, as neither is actually new. First, there was Appropriate, written by Brandon Jacobs Jenkins, some 10 years ago, by the way, and directed by Lila Neugebauer. This one has been called Tennessee Williams meets Sam Shepard, Arthur Miller meets Osage County, and so on. Well, what we have here is a trio of grown-up siblings acting more like children than children. Appropriate, by the way, the Helen Hayes Theater displays all the various definitions and pronouncements of that word. It can be a noun, a verb, an adjective. Anyway, Appropriate is close to 3 hours, and it could be a quarter hour shorter. But it boasts a wonderful cast of eight. Sarah Paulson is back on stage after so much excellent TV work as the older sister caretaker of the divided clan. Is she shrill? This is a definition. Yet Paulson manages humor with almost every screed. Her two younger brothers are played by Corey Stoll, another familiar TV name, and Michael Esper. Natalie Gold and film actress Elle Fanning are also first rate. This all takes place inside an impressive set depicting a gorgeous Arkansas plantation estate going up for auction in 2011. This is what brings the group together. Money is involved, but this black comedy is mostly about family secrets. Yes, there is racism and anti-Semitism, even slavery and secret scrapbooks filled with mysterious photos. But it's ultimately about forgiveness and being able to love even those who have seemingly so little to love. Appropriate has been extended through early March. Now, another play back for a second run, this one from off to on Broadway, is A Prayer for the French Republic by Joshua Harmon. A bit over 3 hours in length, its subject is unapologetically anti-Semitism through the generations, endured by a particular family in France. Harmon is a top-notch writer, and there are very touching moments and strong, often funny words, and overall excellent performances. To be honest, the play does grow a bit muddled and overly speechy. One monologue in particular is 17 minutes long. The suspense is whether the family decides to move from France to Israel. Our son could walk down the street and not fear for his life. Prayer for the French Republic is at the Samuel Friedman Theater and is a Manhattan Theater Club production. Now, it too has been extended through mid-February, so still a short run. Without doubt, the subject matter has never been more timely. My students are already on edge, says one character. Personally, my favorite line may be, "That's the thing about Jews. We write it all down. If we didn't, you'd think they'd keep track of it?" A Prayer for the French Republic is far from perfect, but I am glad Josh Harmon wrote it down. As for theater news, it mostly seems to be about things in our future, many of the musical variety. Speaking of the aforementioned Brandon Jacobs Jenkins, he's hard at work on Purple Rain, a musical adaptation about Prince's rise. Eddie Redmayne is coming in Cabaret, the production that wowed many, including myself, in London. And let me also mention that a jazz version of Pirates of Penzance is being developed, starring David Hyde Pierce. As for what's going down, well, the latest on that list is Kimberly Akimbo. It's been almost a year since the musical took home a couple big Tony Awards. Not a bad run. Pearly Victorious ends its run the first week of February. That one sort of surprised me. As for what's doing well, this one did surprise me, or is surprising me, it's still in previews, is Days of Wine and Roses, playing at Studio 54. Otherwise, the usual group of shows, Wicked, Hamilton, MJ, and Family Fair, like Harry Potter and the Disney shows, they remain on the tough ticket list. We'll see how long musical superstars Neil Diamond and Barry Manilow will keep their fans coming to musicals. Harmony likely will say farewell before A Beautiful Noise. Speaking of musicals, the stage-to-screen ones still seem to be coming and struggling. Steven Spielberg's West Side Story, Dear Evan Hansen, In the Heights, all disappointed at the box office. Well, the latest two are Color of Purple and Tina Fey's Mean Girls. The reviews have been mixed for both of those. And just announced a film version of Shucked, the Corn Pone Broadway show that closed recently. One that does seem exciting is a two-part movie version of Wicked, with Jonathan Bailey, Cynthia Erivo, and Michelle Yao leading a star-studded cast. That's not until the end of 2024. Finally, let me say there is the return of a downtown venue that was going away, formerly called the New Ohio Theater. Well, the great Michael Urey, one of my faves, who I saw perform there a few years back, will host a launch on January 29th, announcing the 2024-2025 Mainstay Productions. Main stage productions and additional programming for the company's new home in the West Village. So now it's really is the New Ohio. Urey, by the way, is leaving Spamalot shortly to return to his TV show Shrinking, and he can be seen in the Encore's upcoming production of Once Upon a Mattress with Sutton Foster. Get thee to a ticket booth ASAP. I'll be going, and I will see you here next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.